Again, thank you. News and sports from Ireland, from our colleague, Kevin O'Connor, and that news and sports sponsored by Tourism Ireland. Tourism Ireland, website ireland.com. Back on the turntable, a group called Buttons and Bows, and Inis Shear. Siobhan Dennehy, who is the executive director of Emerald Isle, they want to give you the details of the upcoming charitable event. It is the third annual Jim McMahon Memorial Golf Tournament, and it's taking place on this Monday at the New York Country Club in New Hampstead, New York. Of Jim McMahon, who died in 2013, leaving indeed behind a family that many groups, but particularly the Emerald Isle Immigration Center's sponsorship of the golf outing, which is taking place on Monday again. Let me give you a telephone number. I'm looking for actually a website here. Yes. You can register online. You can find out about the event itself by logging on to www.jimsouting.com. and eventbrite.com. Or you can call the Emerald Isle Immigration Center, friends, in either, well, particularly in let me give you the Woodside branch, 718-478-5502. And again, a worthy cause, and even for those who are not attending the golf outing on this Monday, if you'd like to contribute to the Jim McMahon fundraiser, again, give a call perhaps or log on to Emerald Isle Immigration Center, and or call 718-478-5502. Let's take from the Irish Repertory Theatre from a live performance of Finian's Rainbow. Here is a song and a tune we may be familiar with. This is one maybe to sing in the shower or whatever. But at the Irish Reps, Finian's Rainbow, Old Devil Moon.
We got our legends too, you know. Notice anything peculiar going on? They who meet on an April night are forever lost in love. If there is moonlight all about, and there's no moon above.
I wonder who thought that one up.
I did. I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see. Carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil.
That old devil moon, it's in your eyes, too.
It is?
It takes two to make a valley legend. I look at you, glory be, something in your eyes I see. And I can't.
Okay, from the Irish Repertory Theatre there, performance of Finian's Rainbow, of course, the song most associated with Finian's Rainbow is How Are Things in Glacamara, which we won't hear now, but I do want to... I want to again remind you, friends, that the most ballyhooed and across the board to critical acclaim, Conor MacPherson's The Weir is being presented by the Irish Repertory Theatre only until August 23rd. And that's at the DR2 Theatre, 103 East 15th Street in New York City. Log on to irishrep.org or 212-727-2737. That's 212-727-2737. Let's travel to Cork and to Paddy Holman. And the banks, on the banks of my own lovely Lee. And, of course, it is said by non-Corkonians that Corkonians are homesick even when they're home. No, I didn't say that. I'm only telling you about Neil Drobean, in fact, has said. Tongue-in-cheek, obviously. Nice Cork song here. an hour and a half from now in what is a very important football quarter final. Mayo squares off with Donegal, and you know, considering, and you know, this is a very legitimate excuse. You know, we wouldn't want to be, you know, flying into Knock, Ireland West Airport in County Mayo without, and you know, be greeted by those who are saying, you know, you didn't even wish good luck to your home county on your program yesterday. So I'm not going to take a risk like that. And I play by the Saw Doctors, the Green and Red of Mayo.
Oh, the Green and Red of Mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy bogland, it's tall, majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland, the wind caresses shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me, stay forevermore, forever. From its rolling coastal waters, I can see Kilpatrick Peak, where one Sunday every summer the pilgrims climb the reach, where St. Patrick in his solitude looks down across Clew Bay, and with the ringing of his bell, call the faithful there to pray, there to pray.
Indeed, in sporting fashion, let's give equal time to Donegal. Thank you. All right, Ruby Murray, I think, are you ready for Donegal? Yeah, dear old Donegal.
It seems like only yesterday I sailed from out of car. I wonder if from Aaron's Isle I landed in New York. There wasn't a soul to greet me there, a stranger on the shore. But Irish luck was with me here and riches came galore. And now that I'm going back again to dear old Aaron's Isle, my friends will meet me on the pier and greet me with a smile. Their faces sure I've almost forgot, I've been so long away. But me mother will introduce them all, and this to me she'll say, shake hands, your Uncle Mike Colleen, and here's your sister Kate. And there's the boy who used to sing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbors and kiss your fellows all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal. There'll be a party when I go home, and they'll come from near and far. And they'll line the roads for miles and miles with Irish Johnson cars. The spirits will flow like buttermilk, the like you've never seen. And the pipers will play an Irish reel for Greasy and Colleen. We'll dance and sing the whole night long, such fun there's never been. The lads will be decked in corduroy, the Colleen's wearing green. Every thousand there that I never saw, I've been so long away. But me mother will introduce them all, and this to me she'll say, shake hands with your Uncle Mike Colleen, and here's your sister Kate. And there's the boy you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbors, and kiss the fellows all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal. Meet Brannigan, Fannigan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McCuffy, Malachy, Mahone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Hooley, Muldooney, Malone, Madigan, Cadigan, Lanahan, Fanahan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Hoolahan, Flynn, Shanahan, Manahan, Fokerty, Hokerty, Kelly, O'Kelly, McGinnis, McGinn.
Friends, Quinnipiac University, home of Ireland's Great Hunger Museum, and the museum is located in Hamden, Connecticut, about an hour and a half from New York and around 2 hours from Boston, so wherever you are, indeed in and around the area, or if you are coming into the tri-state area, it is well worth a trip. Founded by John Leahy, who is president of Quinnipiac University, Ireland's Great Hunger Museum is the only museum of its kind in North America dedicated indeed to Ireland's Great Hunger. The Irish famine of 1845 to 1852 was the greatest social calamity in terms of mortality and suffering that Ireland has ever experienced. Again, well worth the trip. Admission is free. It's open to the public from Wednesday through Sunday. You might want to give a call, 203-582-6500. And if you'd like to get information, log on to www.ighm.org. As a matter of fact, friends, if you log on to our website, or if you're listening to us on irishradio.com, we can link you in not only with Ireland's Great Hunger Museum and information about Ireland's Great Hunger Institute, but also, of course, log on to Tourism Ireland, ireland.com. Mutual of America, a great sponsor of our programs and a great insurance company, indeed, now 70 years providing retirement plans and insurance for many indeed who find that headed by Tom Moran, Mutual of New York, or Mutual of America rather, the insurance company is well worth looking into as well. Their website, mutualofamerica.com, or toll-free number, 1-800, or make that 1-866-954-4321. Mutual of America, your retirement company. Let's take a nice, easy-going song from Sarah McCabe, Come by the Hills. Oh, yeah, there you are. Thanks, Sarah. We're looking for you.
Come by the hills to the land where fancy is free, and stand where the peaks meet the sky and the rocks reach the sea, where the rivers run clear and the bracken is gold in the sun, and cares of tomorrow must wait till this day is done. Come by the hills to the land where life is a song, and sing where the birds fill the air with their joy all day long, where the trees sway in time and even the wind sings in tune, and cares of tomorrow must wait till this day is done. Come by the hills to the
Have you heard the story of the mousetrap? Okay. Well, here, I'll let Aoife Murray sing about it.
An old woman called Mrs. Maloney was in bed with her old husband John. She said, I feel awfully frightened, I heard a strange noise at dawn. Says John, don't be frightened, me darling, it's only a mouse, no doubt. Before many days, I assure you, I'll have him caught by the snout. He put a trap down for the raider, and he slipped it in under the bed. He said, before this day tomorrow, that bloody mouse will be dead. Mrs. Maloney next morning, intending to sweep out the room, she put the trap up in her chamber, intending to move it quite soon. Johnny came home with a toothache, he roared and he bawled a whole lot. In all the fuss and excitement, the bloody old mouse was forgot. She gave him a powder to soothe him, they got into bed with great care. She told him all the patience that Job had, and all the great pain he could bear. They both went to bed quite and easy, but John woke up in the night. He got out to use the chamber, faith he got a hell of a fright. The trap closed and tied on his victim, there wasn't a thing he could do. He roared till he woke all the neighbors, with a horrible hullabaloo. Maloney still thinking 'twas toothache, shot up in the bed with a jump. Why the hell don't you go to the dentist and let him pull out that old stump? It's not the stump that annoys me. Oh, I just got a terrible fright. I'd like to see the patience that Job had if he caught his mouse in a trap. Boom, boom.
Okay, without comment. Okay, let's hear from Bjoga and the Bhakti set. In Ireland, by the way, and if you take a lovely trip over to Inishbofin, you'll hear the Bhakti band featuring Elaine Byrne and her friend Niamh. Bhakti band. Sorry, it's not. It's Bjoga. Good on you. Okay. All right there, Bjoga. And friends, at the risk of, you know, becoming repetitive, which never happens on this program here, heading for Knock tonight. And the Pied Piper of the Flight, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, who they say, rumor has it, that he can belt out a fairly good Irish song. Okay, we don't have a recording of this song, but I'm sure somewhere in his repertoire he will be singing this song here. All right, Frank Patterson. John Whelan will play us out of the program. A program, friends, that we hope you've enjoyed. We'll have another music program a week from today, but let me first of all remind you, friends, that Irish Radio, irishradio.com, begins at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, New York time, with the Glucksman Ireland House NYU Irish Radio Hour, hosted by Dr. Miriam Nyhan. And Glucksman Ireland House is the Centre for Irish and Irish America Studies in New York, and many would say premier in the United States, located at 1 Washington Mews, New York. The program itself is, friend, you'll find it on WNYE 91.5 FM and HD Radio, and of course on irishradio.com. We'll be bringing you music and music program from Ireland next Saturday. And, but again, you don't have to wait for Saturdays. Any time, any place in the world, if you'd like to log on to interviews or to the Flannelly Show, or indeed to the Glucksman Ireland House NYU Irish Radio Hour, log on to www.irishradio.com. We hope you've enjoyed this program, and friends, if you haven't, Jeepers, don't tell anyone. You know what I mean? Anya Sheridan and myself and all of us at Irish Radio Network USA wish you a great week and a weekend ahead. God bless. Thank you for listening to the Flannelly Show live from New York.